The halacha is that if one misses Masha Baruach Morid HaGeshem during the rainy season, so the halacha is you have to repeat the Shemona Esrei. It's considered something which is Miyakev. And this is it's an interesting Rabbi Akiva Eger that he wants to suggest that if you forget Masha Baruach or Morid HaGeshem Friday night in davening, you are Yotze. Why would that make any sense? Why Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, if you forget Masha Baruach, you have to repeat? Why would Friday night make a difference? So now we have to go back and get some little background info and then see if Rabbi Akiva Eger's Chiddush is correct or not. So there's a halacha. In what way is Friday night davening different than all year round? So one major difference is the institution of Magen Avos, that the Bracha Mein Sheva, so we say the blessing of Magen Avos, and according to the Vilna Gaon anyway, it was set up as Chazaras HaShatz. For those people who are coming late, so therefore we had the Magen Avos give them time to catch up. I guess that's why if you're going to sing anything, that's the thing you should be singing, because how long is Magen Avos? To try to dray it out as long as you can. Maybe that's the minhag for singing Magen Avos. So either way, that's brought down by the Gra and others, that it's Chazaras HaShatz. So the question is, can you be Yotze if one, therefore at least poskim to point out, there are those who say the Torah and others, if you didn't daven Ma'ariv, let's say you were late, or you ta in the davening. So could you be Yotze with Magen Avos? So there are those who say that one could fulfill the mitzvah of Ma'ariv with Magen Avos, because even though normally we don't listen to the Chazaras HaShatz if we're a Bucky, but over here, since Tfilas Arav is Rishus, so we do it. So comes along Rabbi Akiva Eger working with this school of thought that one could be Yotze the Shemona Esrei. The Magen Avraham writes, even as a Yachid B'diyeved, you could be Yotze with Magen Avos. But working with the assumption that if you come late and you say the Magen Avos, you could fulfill your mitzvah, you could be Yotze your mitzvah Ma'ariv Shemona Esrei, assuming that's true. So Rabbi Akiva asks, how could that possibly be true? Because even if you assume that the 7, during the week we do, it was 18, now it's 19, on Shabbos it's 7, and we usually have 7 different brachas, but so it's one chiddush already that we're accepting, that the Magen Avos is Me'ein Sheva, and therefore one bracha covers it all. So assuming that's even true, with the, you know, according to these poskim who say it is true, but during the rainy season, what about Masha Baruach HaMorid HaGeshem? There's no mention of Masha Baruach HaMorid HaGeshem in the Magen Avos. And we just said, we pass it. If you leave out Magen Avos, the Yalav Yavon and Rosh Chodesh won't be an issue, because you don't have to go back. We don't go back at night. But so either way, so they point out the Yotze with the... So he says, how are you Yotze? So the Rabbi Akiva Eger says, then we're forced to say a chiddush that by Leil Shabbos, if you leave out Masha Baruach, even in your silent Shemona Esrei, you do not have to go back. All week long you have to go back. Because why? Because if Magen Avos works, then certainly if I'm saying the full Shemona Esrei, how could that not work? He leaves it Tzarech in Medina, but that's what he writes. So others ask on him, I think, the Das Torah, other Achronim, like, but what about Shabbos Chol HaMoed then? Shabbos Rosh Chodesh isn't an issue because Ein Mekayem Shabbos Chodesh Balayla. But Shabbos Chol HaMoed, you do repeat if you forget at night. So therefore, why don't we say you forget that if you leave out Yalav Yavo Friday night on Shabbos Chol HaMoed, you don't have to repeat. We assume you do. Why don't we have the same story from Magen Avos? Rosh Chodesh Zalman writes that doesn't make sense. Masha Baruach, you can't say for half the year, you know, they set up a chazara as a shatz, you're not yotzei. Although, but it must mean that the assumption is you do not have to say mashiv aruach. Obviously, with chachila, you should say it. But if you forget it, you know, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger and Rav Shlomo Zalman, seems to agree. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says Sorech Iyin Ladina, but the Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to machalik between what Shabbos Chol Hamoed, it wouldn't work, because that's only once a year, you know, once or twice a year. When it, Masha Ein Kein, when it comes to Masha Baruach, which is the after year, it must have been Chazal instituted that Magen Avos works even, and it didn't include Masha Baruach, so it must work even in Yisrael and Shmon Esrei. If you left out Masha Baruach, one would not have to repeat Shmon Esrei.